You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I also spoke about how the Dunedin cuts can be placed in this government's wider policy approach. The current government has been controversial for a range of its policy decisions, and particularly for how these policies shape up to campaign promises and expectations. While under-delivery on campaign promises is not uncommon in politics, it can hurt a party when it comes to re-election, especially when it comes to regions like Dunedin, which may see less directed policies than major centres like Auckland or Wellington. I talked to PhD candidate and researcher at the University of Otago, Michael Swanson, about the politics of this government and how the Dunedin hospital development plays into things moving into the next election. So, Dunedin Hospital, an issue that's exploded a bit in the media recently. A lot of accusations, especially towards the current government for announcing these cuts. Do you think accusations of hypocrisy or dishonesty here are fair?
I think there's a real issue here about what parties promise in election campaigns and what they deliver when they're in government. And the biggest question here is why parties make promises when they are not privy to all the information they need to make that promise. So whether it's hypocrisy or not, I'll let people make up their own minds, but there's a real question here about whether parties should even be making these sorts of promises if they can't guarantee that they understand everything that's going on and the dollars that sit in behind a lot of these decisions.
Yeah, do you think there's maybe a bit of a tendency there to, at least during the campaign, focus a bit more on public perception rather than maybe the feasibility of these promises that they're putting out?
Oh, absolutely. It's very much a what is going to get us that next vote? What is going to get us across the line? So obviously when National were looking at options down the southern end of New Zealand, they were looking at us and thinking, how do we maximise votes? And one option is to say, we will continue with the hospital build and we will do it as promised. And it was an easy way to say, you know what, we support you guys, vote for us.
And then, of course, now public perception. There's been, you know, a bit of a flip there, pretty big backlash, both on social media and in person, with some 35,000 gathering in Dunedin to protest these cuts. What's the impact of this on the perception of the current government?
Oh, I think this has sort of come on the back of, you know, a few other things where we're looking at, especially the lower South Island, but the South Island as a whole sitting there going, well, actually, how much are we getting out of this government? How are they supporting us? And I think there's a general feeling now, this is sort of the cherry on the top, that a lot of people, especially south of the Waitaki River, so the people in Otago and Southland, sit there thinking, well, do they actually care about what we think, what we do, and the way we vote? Is it actually important to them? And the latest decision around the hospital says probably not. So there's a real public perception problem down here, and I'm not sure that the National Party in particular have quite cottoned on to the impact that could have in 2 years' time.
Yeah, the kind of vote share that we're looking at there, what kind of impact could that have on maybe the makeup of a government in the next election?
Look, the biggest thing, of course, with MMP is the party vote. So whether you win the electorate seats down this end of the country or not, maximising your party vote is key. And if there are people down this end of the country that voted National or voted ACT or voted New Zealand First, they might now be sitting there going, do I want to do that again? Do I want to do that again knowing that actually we might not get anything out of this government? Or do I want to look at other options? What other options are on the table? And then if you look at the electorates down here, Dunedin has historically been a pretty Labour city. But there are other places like Invercargill, which actually I think gets forgotten about in all of this discussion. The Dunedin Hospital is actually more like a southern regional hospital. So people in Invercargill will be looking at this decision going, well, actually, this impacts us too, and would we want to keep our vote with National if they are not supporting us?
Yeah, a bit more on campaign promises, right? We saw this government at least pushing some cost-saving agendas in terms of public spending to then give people a little bit more money in their back pocket, a little bit of improvement there to deal with the cost of living crisis. This, you know, change at least seems to line up with those, right? Reduction in public spending. But we've also seen, you know, massive payouts to landlords by making mortgage interest payments tax deductible and some other big amounts of spend here and there. Again, another potential issue of hypocrisy. How do we, I guess, reconcile that if we're thinking about voter perceptions there?
Oh, I think people, especially in Dunedin and the wider south, will be sitting there looking and going, hang on, you spent $14 billion on tax cuts. And our hospital is costing roughly $2 billion. The $3 billion is a bit of an outlier. That's a whole other issue. The $2 billion is probably more accurate. And now we're saying that that isn't feasible. Well, actually, it probably was feasible before tax cuts. So there's that kind of public perception issue of, hang on, there's a number here. One is much bigger than the other. Why couldn't we do the thing that will give us a health system that sets us up for the future rather than $5 in your back pocket each week? It doesn't quite marry up the way that I think National thought it would.
Yeah, and then also we've seen a tendency for this government and previous governments in New Zealand to sort of take any of the issues that spring up around maybe not meeting campaign promises or other issues there. They'll blame a lot of these on their predecessors and previous governments. Is this a fair position, do you think, for them to take?
I think there is an element of being able to say that the previous government spent a lot of money. I don't think there's any debate there that there was a lot of spending happened under the previous government. But this constant blame game that we seem to go through every time, the same thing happened in 2017, the same thing happened in 2008. You can go back even further where you look at governments coming in, blame the government before for whatever situation, perceived or otherwise, that they are faced with. So what I would love to see is, instead of this constant, it's their fault, I'd love to see a, here's our solution. And we're just not really seeing that. At the moment, there's this sort of feeling that this government is more about what you can't have or what we can't afford rather than what they're actually going to do for us. So that's the big problem that they face, particularly with voters. What are they actually offering rather than what are they taking away?
And I guess even though we've seen the potential backlash of ambitious campaign promises here, what kind of things would either major party be looking at to sort of capture that South Island vote and address this kind of issue that we're seeing here moving into the next election?
I think there's probably a couple of really big spaces, and the biggest one that we're talking about is health. There's been an ongoing issue, and this is not a current government problem, this is a decades-old problem of health infrastructure in the south. Dunedin Hospital, I've been through there, I live in Dunedin, I've been through that place, and it is not a nice place to be sick, and it is not a nice place for people to work. So that is a problem. But you've got other issues where places like Central Otago have effectively no real hospital infrastructure. They've got a couple of small hospitals, if you can call them that. Invercargill had similar problems. So there's a real health infrastructure problem in the south that seems to be forgotten. And if a government or a party was to come in and say, we commit to these things and here's our plan for it and here's our commitment to spending and what we will do in your area, that would be a massive, massive tick in the right box. The other one that always comes up is, in that cost of living space, is power prices. And we've seen that, and this is not just a down south problem, this is across the country, but if there were investments in improved infrastructure and any ability to actually reduce power prices, I think you'd see a massive amount of support for whoever could work their magic in that space.
That was PhD candidate and researcher at the University of Otago, Michael Swanson, speaking to me about the Dunedin Hospital cuts and the politics of our current government.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.